Robots Review. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back in our weekly Robots Review. Today, we are welcoming Arthur.
Hello, everyone.
Mathilde.
Hi.
And Ornella.
Hi, everyone.
Love it. So, Mathilde and Ornella will be reviewing how performing, how incredible, how amazing robots in medicine are nowadays. And in a second part, Arthur is going to introduce how boredom can lead people to invent and create useless robots. And I promise you guys won't believe how useless they are. So, I won't spoil too much, but Ornella and Mathilde, what can you tell us about robots in medicine?
Here we are! Ornella and Gregory Mabel, a French specialist of robots.
Yes, Mathilde, I with Mr. Mabel beside the Institute of Intelligent System and Robotics. Hi, Gregory!
Hi, Ornella.
Today, we are going to talk about a Chinese promising new robot, Xiaoyi. What is it, Gregory?
Xiaoyi is a medical robot. Its name in Chinese means little doctor. This robot passed a medical licensing exam and it scored 456 on 1600 points. This robot learns the contents of more than 1 million of medical books, 2 million of medical records, and 400,000 medical documents. Xiaoyi finished the exam in 60 minutes, while students need an average of 10 hours to pass the same exam.
That's incredible!
Yes, it is! Xiaoyi was built in 2017 and created by Tao Xiaodong and his team. Xiaoyi will be nationally used from March 2018. It will be used in clinics as well as for medical training. This is a great technological advance. It can without doubt save lives.
Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you. Now I'm letting Arthur tell us more about the most useless robot ever created. We are going to start off with a little genius known through the internet. His name is William Osman. Arthur, what can you tell us about him?
Absolutely, and as you just said very well, William Osman is a little genius, but maybe not in the smart way you could imagine at first sight. Indeed, he is more on the useless side of robotics. With only the help of his building skills and a laser cutting saw, he built a lot of very funny but very useless robots.
Can you give us examples of what he invented?
Yes, for instance, he made what he calls the safest robot ever. He invented it during a BattleBots convention. In this convention, every participant comes and builds his own fighting robot, which is very dangerous. What William noticed was that almost nobody over there was wearing safety glasses or protection equipment. Therefore, he built a radio-controlled rolling robot who throws a bunch of safety glasses at people.
Well, that's very funny, but how did he make it?
He made it using a programmable card, which is comparable to an Arduino, some electrical screwdrivers, a servo motor, and an angle grinder discs. He also used stuff you could find easily in a trash can, like little wheels, a wooden square chassis, some bended metal tubes, or an old fruit crate. You can absolutely say he built this from total scratch. The goal was more to make people laugh than to remind them to protect themselves. Indeed, the robot was sometimes not working, and when it was, William Osman asked the chosen people to give the glasses back. That's because he couldn't afford more glasses. You can find the video of his work on the internet.
Well, thank you, Arthur. And thanks also to Mathilde and Ornella. Thanks to everyone who participated to this emission. And this concludes our weekly Robots Review. Goodbye, everyone, and see y'all next week. Robots Review.